What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this trade?
Well, you're looking at fuel prices that are relatively and historically low. Over 5,000 gas stations in America have fuel for under $1.99. Definitely benefits the consumer and helps the farmer. So last week, we talked to several farmers about locking in inputs. When it comes to fuel prices, low fuel prices, definitely one of the positives here.
It does seem like these markets are pretty volatile. What's that mean for us?
Well, volatility is a trader's friend. It should be the farmer's friend if you know how to harness it. So we have an extreme volatility in stocks and bond markets across the world. With the virus spreading across China, it's very much affected fuel use, which is coming mostly from lack of travel, and then the airlines. Most major airlines have shut down travel to China for the next few months. Chinese stock market finally opened last night after being closed for holiday. They opened 8% lower, and the Chinese government did its largest cash infusion. So a lot of volatility, a lot of things playing out in the outside markets.
We've turned the calendar to February. That has some significance for crop insurance, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's meeting season, Don, and we have crop insurance, and it's February, and we're starting to establish price for corn and beans. I know a lot of people probably think it's going to be a wet spring, and how are we going to get this crop in there? But get educated on crop insurance. A lot of talk about people trying to find out quickly should they do PLC or ARC, and you need to talk to someone who's a crop insurance professional to figure all this stuff out.
You mentioned coronavirus. It's going to stay a factor in this market for some time, I would guess.
Yeah, it's a real deal. It's not just going to go away. Typically, these things have a cycle, but it's a serious problem, and let's hope it gets contained quickly, and then we go on with business as usual. But the effects of it, and having that many people, think of what happened during 9/11 when we had 4 days off. Imagine China having 40 days off. So it's definitely affecting the market.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.